Welcome to room 4216. I'm so glad you've come.
Hi, Pastor Dave.
Hi, Cecilia.
How are you?
I'm doing well. And sounds like you're really pretty cheery.
I am. It's Christmas. My favorite time of the year.
Oh, and why is that?
Well, first, obviously, because we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
Sure, sure.
And that's very special. And then the sounds and smells and such of Christmas. You want to know what one of my favorite parts of Christmas is?
What's that?
Wrapping presents.
Wrapping presents.
I love the feel of the paper. Sometimes it gets a bit frustrating,
unusual. Most people like things like the food and the parties.
Oh, I like that too.
And the decorations.
Well, the decorations are beautiful, but I can't really see them. So, I'm glad they're there, but.
Yeah. Well, there is more to the decorations than just what we see, although that is a large part of it. And did you know in the church, we use decorations a lot in helping people prepare and get ready for Christmas?
That's right. I guess we are. We're not quite in the time of Christmas yet.
Technically, no, not yet. Not yet. And for example, the Christmas wreath. Are you familiar with a Christmas wreath? That's one of the symbols that we use in the church.
Sort of.
Oh, well, if you're not really all up on it, I bet some of our listeners aren't also. Why don't we take today's episode and look at some of these imageries, symbols, and decorations, including the Christmas wreath, and how it helps us get ready for Christmas.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
The season of Advent, which is that time before Christmas, came about because of the church's desire to help provide and help people prepare and reflect upon the coming of Christ, both the first time and the second time. The Christian Advent wreath, or the Advent wreath, tells in a dramatic fashion the way of the dark and the waiting world and of the first dawning light, which rose brighter and brighter as the first weeks pass, until finally the brilliance merges at last with the star over Bethlehem. This darkness that drapes the world was made up of sin, ignorance, pride. The light the candles put forth on the Advent wreath might be small, but the flames growing brighter each week as more are lit, stress the growing power of Christ Jesus over darkness.
We call it an Advent wreath. But what does it look like? What is it? And like the good Lutheran I am, I must ask, what does this mean?
Well, the Advent wreath is made up of the branches of an evergreen tree, like a pine tree.
Hmm.
Just as this type of tree is always green, even in winter, so is our hope always sure, as it's based on Christ Jesus. Also, green is the color of life and growth. And so around the wreath, we pray and ask God to have him bring us closer to him and help us to grow in faith, hope, and love. By the way, do you know what shape the Advent wreath is in with these branches?
A circle, I think.
That's right. That's right. And why would it be in a form of a circle? What does that symbolize?
Well, love has no beginning and no end.
Exactly. Just yeah.
Like a circle has no beginning and no end.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep. And what better way for us to picture eternity than this? No beginning, no end. That's God. Our life with God is everlasting. It begins now. We have a beginning, but it flows into eternity. An Advent wreath also, besides the evergreen in a circle, has five candles. Four of the candles are spaced around the circle on the outer edge, with one white candle in the middle.
You know, I like candles.
I know you do.
I heard that the candles on the circle of the Advent wreath are all purple except one, pink. So it's purple, purple, pink, purple. Isn't that right?
Well, yes and no. It used to be that way years ago, and I don't know who in their wise, infinite understanding changed from purple to blue. Now, this much I do know. Purple was used during Advent leading up to Christmas and up to Easter. We call that Lent.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to keep the purple only for Lent, and then the blue was for Christmas. Blue symbolizes royalty in its grandeur. And the king of the world is coming, Jesus, both the first time and the second time. Where purple also not only is royalty, but it can also do repentance, which Lent is all about.
What about the pink?
Ah, the pink, that in the middle of our looking for Jesus' coming, the king, we stop and we rejoice. That's a candle that takes a pause in the midst of what we're doing to say, hey, we got reason to rejoice. And that's why the pink.
Savior of the nations, God, Virgin Son, make here thy home. Marvel now and enter that the Lord chose such a
What does the first candle on the circle signify?
The first candle is the candle of prophecy. It symbolizes the waiting of God's people for his coming.
I get it now. The prophets of old waited for the expected Messiah mm-hmm. that God had promised way back in Genesis. We also wait for that promised Messiah because he has promised to come and take us to live with him in heaven.
And can you think of any Bible verses from the Old Testament that relate to this prophet, this candle of waiting?
I can. Arise, shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. That's Isaiah 60, verse 1.
Yeah.
Also, nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 3.
On the second week of Advent, we light the first and second candle in the outer circle of our Advent wreath. And both of these are blue.
The first candle symbolizes the prophecy, our waiting for Christ's return. The second candle is the Bethlehem candle, which symbolizes the joy we have in Christ.
And as a Christian, why does the journey to Bethlehem bring us great joy?
The prophets of old foretold that the Savior of the world would be born in Bethlehem. It is this Savior, Christ Jesus, who was born in this tiny village, who set us free from the snare and sadness of our sin. For us, Jesus is our joy.
But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Micah chapter 5, verse 2.
He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. Micah chapter 5, verse 4.
The third candle of the Advent wreath is the pink one. It's the angel candle, as mentioned before. It's with this candle that we rejoice and praise God just as the angels did, for his love and faithfulness towards us is shown.
We join together with all the saints, praising God just as the angels did on that first Christmas night.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. Luke 2.
The angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying,
glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
The waiting is almost over. God is faithful. The Son awaits us.
Indeed he does. And with this, the fourth candle, which we light on our Advent wreath, is called the Shepherd's Candle. This candle symbolizes our faith. The shepherds believed the message of God, went to Bethlehem, and after seeing the Christ child, they went away praising God and telling everyone they had met.
The shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us."
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning this child.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, tell that Jesus Christ is born.
During the 4 weeks of Advent, each week, a candle was lit on the outer ring of the circle.
The first candle is the prophecy candle, symbolizing God's people waiting for the Savior to come. The second candle is the Bethlehem candle. It symbolizes the joy we feel in Christ. The third candle, the pink one, is the angel candle. It is with this candle that we rejoice and praise God for his love. The fourth candle is called the shepherd's candle, symbolizing our faith and God's faithfulness toward us.
And then we come to Christmas Day. The waiting is over. And so the center candle, a white candle, is lit.
This candle is often called the Christ candle. Is it not?
It is. And that's why it's white, to show purity and Christ at the center of everything. And we can celebrate the celebration of our Lord with joy and praise because of the faith God has given us. The lighting of the candles of the Advent wreath takes a whole month, lighting a different candle around the circle, lighting a different one each week. But if it seemed like a long time for us, think about the people of the Old Testament who for years and years and years looked forward to the first Christmas. And when the day finally came, one grand old man of faith, Simeon, looked at the baby Jesus and prayed.
Lord, now let your servant go in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people, Israel.
From the Old Testament, the day spring from on high has visited us to give us light to them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death,
guiding our feet unto the way of peace.
Unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Everlasting Father, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace.
Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord.
Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
So that's the symbolism and the symbols of the Advent wreath. There are other symbols around Christmas also that we sometimes see in church. Let's see if you can get it. How about the bell?
The bell. A bell represents happiness. No. But it can also represent making an announcement.
Yes, yes. How about an angel?
We already talked about the angel.
No. Come on. What else? What about the angel?
Angels are messengers.
Yeah, they brought the message of Jesus, the good news of Jesus' birth. How about sheep?
Sheep represent the shepherds who came to see the baby Jesus in the manger.
Yes, even as we come to see Jesus in the manger, born for us. Yeah, these are some of the images that we have at Christmas time.
I have a symbol too.
What's that?
A computer.
What? A computer?
Sure.
I don't get it.
Well, we need people to communicate with us just as we communicate with you. So you can write to us on your computer
at info.
INFO.
At.
Not dat
N-O-T
alone.
A-L-O-N-E.
Dot.
Net. And remember, we are not alone.
Do come back again to room 4216.
Credits. Mary, Did You Know? Mark Lowry. Savior of the Nations Come, Redeemer Anglican Church. O Come, Emmanuel. The Piano Guys. O Little Town of Bethlehem, Corey Pappas. Angels We Have Heard on High, Josh Groban. Go Tell It on the Mountain, Mercy Me. The Hallelujah Chorus, The English Concert, Trevor Pennock and the English Concert Choir.